Blog Talk Radio.
Connections with Dr. Kevin Bond, and our special guest tonight coming up soon is Linda Brooks Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. We can't wait for her to come on. She is a CPLC. Linda is an account CEO, certified in professional life. I love it. And I'll give you some more information about this awesome individual. Hey, guys, you can also catch up with her on LinkedIn. Linda Brooks Johnson on LinkedIn if you want to get in touch with her, because we're going to talk about all that she does to help you grow and help you stay excited. Hey, this is Dr. Kevin Bond on Power Connections. People say, hey, what is Power Connections? Hey, all we do is connect you with powerful people like my special guest today, Miss Linda Brooks Johnson. She comes with us via the phone, and we're excited about her, and we're going to read her bio, give you some little background on her as well. Hey, real quick though, guys, I want you guys on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, All Points North, put that number out there so you can listen to this awesome individual, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Linda Brooks Johnson on Power Connections, my special guest. 347 is the call-in number, 347-843-4559, where you can call in, ask questions, be a part of the network, listen to this wonderful individual. That number, 347-843-4559, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number to the live Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Bond and our special guest, Miss Linda Brooks Johnson, guys. I love it. Just real excited about her coming on today. Hey, we hope you're having a great day. Guys, we know everything's not perfect, but if you're listening to this, you're alive and well, and that's pretty cool right there. We thank God for you. Thank God for your family, and let you know that we are praying for you, right? Praying for you and your family, praying for all the things that you need that only God can provide. So we're excited about what God is doing in your life, and we want you guys to stay excited about what you can do to make things different all across this wonderful land, okay? Whether it starts in your family, starts in your home, church, whatever, guys, just know that you can make a difference. That's where the power comes in, ladies and gentlemen. You can make a difference by being involved in others' lives and loving people, helping them out, and keeping it moving, ladies and gentlemen. As you all probably know, we're supposed to pray for our enemies, and we're supposed to love our enemies as well. So get excited about that. All right. Hey, this is Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn. Hey, guys, we're excited about you. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. For those listening via the internet, via the mobile devices, thank you. For all those who are joining us right now across the globe, I love it. Thank you for your support. Put it out there. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Hey, guys, we want you guys to just get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. We got an awesome show for you tonight. We're going to keep it moving, and we're going to keep things going fast as possible because we know you guys got other things to do. And we're just real excited about what God is going to do with this wonderful time with you tonight. So get ready, get ready, get ready. So once again, guys, this is Power Connections. Thank you so much for joining us today. I love it. Hey, I'm going to read you some information about a wonderful, wonderful guest, is Linda Brooks. She's got a lot of great stuff happening, ladies and gentlemen, and she may update us, too, on some of this information, but that's okay. We're going to keep it going. Hey, this is Linda Brooks Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest on Power Connection. Just a little bit about her, ladies and gentlemen, certified professional life coach specializing in coaching, specifically in the area of life coaching. We're going to talk about that a little bit because we all need that. Breast cancer patients and survivor coaching, divorce coaching, spiritual coaching. I love it. She also does speaking engagements, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to her LinkedIn page, LinkedIn, Linda Brooks Johnson, and book her there as well. She's helps you in motivational, inspirational public speaking area, a breast cancer advocate and speaker. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, this is the best part of it all. She's a believer in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, ladies and gentlemen. So with that said, that is the most important part right there. Yeah. But God bless you, Sister Brooks. We're so glad that she's saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And she has so much more. Hey, I'm going to read her bio, guys. Read her awesome bio. And, you know, the bio can be like 50,000 pages on somebody because, you know, they got so much going on. It's wonderful. So, hey, real quick, this is on our wonderful guest, Miss Linda Brooks Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. She says, I am a single parent of two. And she's going to tell us about that wonderful family, breast cancer survivor, as I mentioned earlier, caregiver of her 85-year-old disabled mom, I believe. I'm not sure if that's still open there, but we'll find out about that as well. We sure hope so. And she had a severe stroke back in 2007. So she was or is taking care of her mom. So we're praise God, and we'll get an update from her on that. I believe she began seeking her life purpose in many years with IBM, which is a corporate, for those who don't know, it's a corporate network of businesses all across the globe, one of the leaders, Fortune 500 businesses in the world. And she was given a boot without notice in 1991. Yeah, I'm sure we can relate to that, some of us anyway, and was lost without a plan. During this time, she met and married. And then got married, ladies and gentlemen, 5 months after their wedding. He expressed to me that he no longer wanted to be married. Of course, this is very devastating to say, at least 23 years of marriage. We stayed more separated than together. Finally, I realized I deserved and needed more. Amen to that. Matter of fact, let's just take a pause for the cause because she's going to talk about that, I'm sure, as well. But you do deserve the best, ladies and gentlemen, and more. Amen. Hey, part of her bio says before the marriage, she had been told that she would never be able to have children after having over 12 tumors removed from her uterus. After years of much prayer and perseverance, we had a daughter and a son, praise God. 6 months after the birth of our son, we were diagnosed with stage one invasive ductal cancer. And some of the stuff I can't even pronounce, so she had to help me. Carcinoma, I guess it is. Yeah, carcinoma, breast cancer. I felt that God had a purpose for me, amen, and I was not to die but to live, amen. Jeremiah 29, it's the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremiah 29, 11 through 13. She said, I've begun my journey by pursuing God and for his will for her life. This is after many years of storms, trials, tribulation, God began to show me my ashes. As I sought God with my whole heart for every move, he began to show me all that he had for her. and what was necessary to do it, to get it done. God was turning my ashes in his beauty. Amen. My life flesh in Sister Linda Brooks Johnson says, ladies, you're only reading a part of her bio. My life lesson was designed to allow me to show others through faith and walk. Amen. That's right, Sister Johnson. That's what it's all about. The journey is for others, not necessary for us. We learn from it, but it is from others. What God will do when we trust and obey. His will and purpose for his life gave us. I have been given a duty by God to help others see and know his will for their lives. Amen. That's what the network's all about too, Sister Johnson, to help others see their life and their will for his glory. God wants us to all be what we can be and to live the full and blessed life in him. Sister Johnson, Linda Brooks Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, I pray that my life's journey will inspire, encourage, motivate you to move forward in achieving all that God has deserved in your life. Come spend some time with me, she says, and I assure you it will be time. I love this phrase too, a time well spent. This is on her bio on her website. God bless you. You and yours, Linda Brooks Johnson, CPLC. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys put your hands together as I open up the mic for our wonderful guest, Miss Linda Brooks Johnson. Hey, Sister Johnson, God bless you.
Hi, Kevin, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. You should be doing so many things, so thank you so much. Welcome to Power Connections. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you today. How's your day? How was your last week? And just kind of give us an opening monologue. Anything you want to say to us? How's things going on your end?
Truly, God is good.
Hallelujah.
So good.
You better
pray. Land
him.
Of the living. Just yeah. Celebrated, believe it or
Woo-hoo.
Not, my 60th birthday. So
Woo!
I am truly.
Hallelujah. You're a young whippersnapper. I love it. You're a young lady.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. Happy birthday. And we're just excited for you. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Family's doing well. How's your family? How's everybody on your end?
Everybody's doing great. My oldest just finished her biomedical degree. She's headed hopefully in the fall for medical school. And my son, who just turned 21, is a senior majoring in computer science and engineering. And
great.
With the grace of God, he'll be graduating this coming May.
Wow. Praise God. Mom, we just take our hats off to you. That is powerful.
You know
right
what? I can't take no credit. It all belongs to God.
Amen. I know what you're saying. I do know what you're saying. But he uses mommies to help it make it happen.
I thank him for allowing me to be obedient.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to our wonderful guest tonight, Linda Brooks. Ladies and gentlemen, she is a wonderful certified professional life coach that helps people in various areas, as I mentioned earlier, specifically in life coaching, breast cancer patients and survivor coaching and so much more. We're going to talk about a little bit of that today as well. Well, Linda Brooks, you know, we got so much happening today on the planet. Man, we could talk about a lot. I mean, just any topic and just take it and run with it for sure. But let's talk a little bit about your life coaching area. I think that's probably the biggest area that we can talk about too as well. But tell us about a little bit about you, and that I didn't mention on the bio, but tell us a little bit about yourself a little bit for those who want to know a little bit about you.
Okay. I'm a native of Atlanta. I spent about 28 years in Texas working for IBM. I moved back to Atlanta, which is home, about 2003. And at that time when I moved back, I was separated and wasn't sure if the marriage was going to continue or if it was going to end. But it did continue on for a few years after that when I decided, you know, the kids came in one day and literally said to me, "Mom, you deserve more than that. Why are you still married to me?" And that was like a light bulb moment for me. So I started trying to do some things, but at the time of trying to figure that out, my mom had a major stroke. And that kind of threw me into caring for her.
Absolutely.
And I did that up until about 6 years ago when it became too much and I had to let it go. And God really had to pull on me and tear up my heart that it was time to really totally surrender her and let him have her. So I had to make a difficult decision on putting her in a nursing facility. So that, to say this, it kind of pivoted me into life coaching. Believe it or not, friends were coming to me for advice, and people seemed to, I don't know, look at me in a way of knowing or seeing the God in me and wanted that too.
Amen.
Began to pray about some things, and God really kind of showed me the path. And that's how a time well spent began. He gave me the name. He gave me the ability and the gift to do what I do.
Amen, Linda. That is powerful. And that's we respect that at the utmost, and we thank God for his mercy and grace, and also keeping our right mind through all of that. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you in advance, and we just thank you. All we can say is just thank you. All we can do sometimes, Linda, is thank you. So thank you. We take our hats off to you. We take our hats off to you. This network takes our hats off to you, and we're just going to keep pushing you in prayer and support in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Linda, let's talk a little bit about the need out there, because we had like two other programs today as well. And the biggest area is that people are not communicating. People have a need to communicate, you know, with good relationships I'm talking about now. But what are some of the concerns as a life coach, certified life coach, where's the need at today that you see from your perspective? What's needed out there?
I think most importantly of all is we have got to realize that we can do nothing without Christ. And when we don't include him in our daily walk, that's when I think catastrophe is inevitable. I try to tell my clients that if you don't have a prayer life, if you're not a believer, don't come see me. Because I have to have something to work with. And the only tool that I can work with is working through God, with God, and by God, doing everything that I can to listen and be in tune with him. And, you know, unless we are walking on one accord, we're walking totally away from each other. And I can't do it for you. You've got to put some effort to do it yourself. So if I can say anything, I think the biggest thing as a nation, as a country, as a society, we have taken God completely out and not even looked to him for direction and guidance, his will, above our own.
Yeah, that's it. That's it, Linda. That is it, without a doubt. I'm with you 1,000% on that, because when you want solutions, you got to go to the only solution. It's amazing.
I'm telling
you. It's amazing. It's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to use me. If I'm in the hospital and I need oxygen, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to die without it. So they give you oxygen, ladies and gentlemen. It's the same on the spiritual side, ladies and gentlemen. When you're dying, you're going to need Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to need him in order to revive. All that other stuff, at this point, Linda, the other stuff don't even matter.
It doesn't.
Because it ain't the solution. It's not the solution. You want solutions, ladies and gentlemen. When you go to the store, you're going after a certain thing, vegetables, whatever, milk, whatever, for the children, you're going to get that. You're not getting something that's going to hurt them. You're not going to get something that they don't need. You're going to get exactly what you need. And that's what Linda's talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. You got to come with some tools, or get ready to get the tools from her in this area of belief in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have a good friend of mine. She has the Jesus is the Antidote. She has the Antidote show. And, of course, Jesus is the Antidote. So we know that without a doubt. And so that's powerful, Linda. Wow, incredible. Yeah, so we thank God for that wisdom that you have, that he's given you. And we know he's taking you to another level, because the bottom line, he's got to be glorified, ladies and gentlemen. He has to be glorified. Yes. Amen. Without a doubt.
Yes.
That's great. Well, Linda, you know, one thing, you know, we're excited about is the solution. And you also do some meeting, say you go around the country. How's your speaking side of it going? What do you do at your speaking? You got workshops? Tell us about that.
Mostly it's been in the realm of dealing with hospitals and breast cancer sentences. Yeah. But, you know, I my biggest thing is everybody needs to know what is key in finding success and finding peace, and that's Jesus Christ. I don't care what platform you're on. If that is not the one thing that you're promoting, everything else is dead.
That's right. Absolutely. That's powerful right there, Linda. You're absolutely right. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this ain't politics. This ain't religion. We're talking about the facts of the universe.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about here. And we're not ashamed of that, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to know that we want the best for you. And if anybody in their right mind want to give you the best, it's got to be through Jesus Christ. It's got to be, without a doubt. Okay. Amen. That is amazing. Well, one thing I want to do, Linda, with you while we have you, as well as talk about what do you do for our breast cancer patients and survivors in that area. How's that work just in general? How do you, what do you do? Do you go to hospitals, or how's that work? Go to homes and talk about that area?
Sometimes it's one-on-one. Other times it's when, you know, a hospital advocate will invite me in to speak to,
you
know, a patient or a patient. What I really try to do is let people know, by me being a living witness, that there is life after defeat. You know, oftentimes we have a tendency to look at, when we get a cancer diagnosis, as it being the end. I was diagnosed 20 years ago, and then last August, I was diagnosed again. Both times it was early stages, but again, I try to let everyone know, whether it's cancer or anything you're facing, if you keep your trust, your mindset, and the word of God within, and speak in life over yourself, the word has got to take effect.
Amen. Absolutely. That's your healing, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, that's what Linda's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That's your healing. That's, I mean, you want solutions. That's where the solution is at. It's, you know, we're not knocking the doctors and all that kind of stuff. We're just talking about the true healer is Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, you got to use balance. Yeah, you got to use balance that Linda's talking about. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those joining us right now, we're on Power Connections with my wonderful guest, Miss Linda Brooks Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, she is an awesome certified professional coach in several areas that she handles. For those who may be joining us, you guys can go to her, specifically go to her LinkedIn page, ladies and gentlemen, type in Linda Brooks Johnson. That's all the information there to get to her website and other areas as well. You can contact her for speaking engagements and events as well. I love that. You know, also too, Linda, if I'm not mistaken, around the country, the hospitals are now going more to integrative medicine, as you probably know.
Exactly.
And they call you. Call people like you.
Yep.
And instead of giving all his medication, they say, well, let's try this first phase, right? Do that first.
Exactly.
Isn't that powerful? So that's pretty cool.
You know, I think the most important thing, too, is I try my best not to touch any type of coaching that I haven't had a life experience. And by doing that, it gives God the ability and the free will to use me in a way to where people can look at and see, I'm not just trying to tell you something. I've lived through what you've gone through. And I think that makes my coaching a little bit unique because I've walked it. You know, I've experienced, you know, homelessness. I've experienced a husband walking out. I've experienced going through a life-threatening situation with no insurance. You know, those are things that I think when you can be real about life experiences and life circumstances, people will listen. People can relate to. You know, it's not, I don't paint a pretty picture. I don't tell you, you know, hey, believing in God means that you're going to get your pie right now. No, I'm going to tell you, believing in God and walking the walk, the true walk, it's going to be difficult. But guess
what?
With everything you need to handle it. And most of all, he's giving you some tools and some people that love him enough to love you enough to make sure you listen and get what he wants you to have.
Absolutely, Linda. Absolutely. And that's the word of God you're talking about, Linda. That is the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. It's in there. And God tells us everything. He says you will go through trials and tribulations, but be of good cheer because He has overcome the world. So that means we got to look to Him to take us through those valleys, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what I had to understand too, Linda, is the fact that things were going to happen. Not that we want stuff to happen, but things do happen. And guess what? God will take you through it. He'll take you through it, no matter how difficult it is. It doesn't seem like you want to do that. You don't want to go through it. You know, you're trying to figure out why I got to go through all this. I'm trying to do the best I can already, you know. And I'm sure if
But you know what, Kevin? This is the beauty of that.
Mm-hmm.
That through your greatest storm comes your greatest blessing.
Come on now.
You know,
come on.
People think that your blessing comes just by coming. But no, when you go through that fire, and you've been tested and tried, and God can see that you're faithful and that you're trustworthy. Oh, my God, the blessings that comes through that. Not only blessings, but the testimony.
Amen. Let's give God, that's right. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. That's right. Yeah, give him a praise for that, Linda. That's right. That's exactly right. Because the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, is he gets all the glory. He deserves the glory.
Yes, he does.
He deserves it. So you guys got to yield to the Holy Spirit, yield to God, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not saying that's easy, but the goal is to yield to the Holy Ghost because he loves you so much. Yield to the Father because he loves you so much. Yield to the Son. He loves you so much. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He said that. And that's powerful. And that, and when it's pitch black, when it's pitch black in your light and there's no light, you still got to believe that.
Woo!
Jesus.
Yep. Definitely.
I mean, you can't see nothing. You can't see your way out, ladies and gentlemen. You still got to believe the word of the Lord. But guess what, though, Linda? They got to have the word in them. You
got
to have it.
You got
inside.
It.
You got to have it.
It won't if it's not.
That's right. You got to have it, ladies and gentlemen. So we encourage everybody, ladies and gentlemen, Linda and I encourage you to read your word, pray, fast, talk to the Father, all of that, ladies and gentlemen. Get to know him as your personal Savior and friend even. God wants you to be the friend. He wants to be your friend.
That's it.
This is God of the universe. Praise God. So we thank
God.
Father, we give you another praise for just that. We thank you for your servant, Linda Brooks Johnson, on the network today. Thank you so much. Amen.
Thank you.
Well, Linda, one area that we got to talk about, and we hate the area, is this area of divorce coaching today. So much going on. I think I was reading something, you know, this is years ago. I was in Tucson, Arizona, and one of our coworkers, Hughes Aircraft in Tucson, Arizona, way in the back in the day. And I tried to figure out, after 36 years of marriage, it was a lady that got divorced. And I said, how in the world did that happen? You know, 36 years, you guys have already gone through the hard part of life, and now you get divorced. But anyway, let's talk about divorce coaching. What are some of the areas that are prevalent in your coaching and people are coming to you about, and some of the antidotes or some of the things you do in that area? Because people are really hurting, as you know, in that area, and it's not very pretty for the family, as we all know.
No. I think the thing that I see, bottom line, is a lot of marriages happen without even talking to God, going through marital counseling, really getting to know the person. You know, and oftentimes people think, you know, oh, he's got this, he's got that, he can do this, he can do that. But do you really know the person?
Right.
You know, do you know the spiritual side of the person? Because, see, when all the carnal stuff fade away, will you still love that person?
Right.
And see, choice. It's a daily choice, but more than anything, did you seek God and get his approval before you stepped in what you did? And oftentimes, including me, there were warning signs that I didn't look at. And I think people need to understand this. God will give you what you want, even if it ain't good for you, if you keep asking it. He will give you his permissive will, but we want God's defined will. And that's the will that he says, okay, this ain't good for you. Don't do that. But you listen and you adjust yourself accordingly. But too many times people will want to get in things that they shouldn't, not only marriages, but any type of relationship.
Yeah.
And they don't seek God's will for that particular relationship. Because everything that looks good ain't good.
That's correct. That's
correct. Everything that feels good ain't good for you. And we don't like the word no.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
You know,
right.
But sometimes no will save us a lot of heartache and headache.
Yeah, absolutely. And Linda, without a doubt, we got to talk to our young people that are not married yet, because you talked about everything that looks good not for you, and everything that feels good is not for you. And you know what happens with young people, period, on both areas. So can you talk really to the young people today that are not married yet, and that they need to listen to you on this one before they even start dating in some cases? So please, whatever from your heart for our young people today, because they need some guidance, and hopefully a few of them will listen out there for us.
I would have to say, looking at it as I tried to rear my own children, I tried to make them understand that you need a personal relationship with God before you need one with
Come
anyone.
On now. Amen.
Because that's going to be the foundation of what you build on. And by doing that, it opens you up for God to really show you what his will is for your life. The second part of that is making sure that daily you spend quiet time with him, quiet time to listen to him and talk to him. But more than anything, be still until he directs his total and divine will for your life. The third thing that I tried to instill into my children is that your body belongs to God. It's his temple. Nothing should defame or defy it before marriage. I don't care who he is or who she is.
Right.
If she can't be in agreement with you on that, she ain't and he ain't for you. Because your body belongs to Christ, not you. And when you give that, you need to be under a covenant relationship with Christ so that every blessing that he has in store for you can be given.
Amen.
That you walk into his will, knowing that you've done the will of God, now you're able to receive the blessings of God.
Amen. Well said, ladies and gentlemen. Well said. We're on Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest, Ms. Linda Brooks Johnson. She is a certified professional life coach, ladies and gentlemen. She covers some areas of life coaching, breast cancer patient surviving coach. We just talked about divorce coaching for those who need that type of counseling. We're going to be talking about spiritual coaching a little while as well. But you're right on the money, Linda, on this area. You, without a doubt, you hit it right on the money in this area that young people have to heal. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to encourage our young people to have a personal relationship with God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, and his precious Holy. You got to do it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to. And if you would, Linda, from your perspective, let's talk about, you already kind of hit it, but I want to really let people know, specifically women and men, to protect their bodies. All their gates need to be protected. Mm-hmm. Can you please talk about that? Because a lot of young people are doing stuff they ain't supposed to be doing in the flesh. So can you talk a little bit about that on why you want to encourage, how we need to encourage them as adults? Because we know, ladies and gentlemen, we know a few things that you don't know. But we know if you do this, this will happen. We know that. So we can tell you what your future is if you follow. But can you talk to a little deeper on that for my young people out there, Linda?
Well, see, what they have to realize, a lot of things now are going on in the sexual realm.
Right.
And those are gateways that the enemy has devoured, and he comes in that way. And, you know, when I was talking to my own children about sexual quantification. The one thing that I talked about is you have to be careful, because every person that you entangle yourself with sexually, you pick up a soul tie.
Yeah.
And whatever spirit that person carries, that person has imparted that spirit onto you. And that leads to a lot of other sins.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't understand why they're feeling like they're feeling, oh, I'm depressed. Yeah. Oh, I feel this way. Oh, I feel that way. Go back and look over your life and see those things that you've done and allow other people to come and pull on your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy comes in to devour you. He comes to either steal, kill, or destroy, or all three if you let him.
Mm-hmm.
And it ain't no joke when you're dealing with him because he's real.
That's
and when
right.
you open up these things where you allow pornography, you allow, you know, the sexual promiscuous, you allow all this vile stuff to come in, even down to drinking and smoking drugs and using drugs. All of those are tools that the enemy used to try to devour you. And you have to be careful because you think it's cool. You think it's all right, but it's not. You're setting yourself up for a tremendous failure. And when you look back over your life years from now, some of those things you can't correct. Some of those things is a part of your life, and you walk now into full adulthood carrying weighted baggage. But I'm here to tell you, if you just surrender your life to Christ, he can do and take care of everything you need. Because it's not about you. It's all about him. And the only thing he wants is to surrender your life to him.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the wonderful wisdom and voice of Linda Brooks Johnson, ladies and gentlemen, certified professional life coach. We're talking about our young people a little bit, trying to encourage them and give them wisdom and information on how to live an abundant life. And ladies and gentlemen, you got to know for our young people, please, dads and moms and aunties and uncles and grandmas and grandpas, talk to those young people about life, please.
Yeah.
This is not a joke for their life because the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he does not care how he does it. But, but we need to know his devices. That's right, Linda. We need to know his devices. But most
but
of all,
what,
yeah, go ahead, Linda.
This, the other part to that is we have got to be an example of that that we speak.
There you
go.
You
know, we've got to be living examples, letting them see the Christ in us and how we're living it. Because, you know, I remember some years ago, my daughter came to me and she said to me, Mom, thank you for all the no's that you said to me.
Come on now.
And I asked her, so what do you mean, Jaden? I didn't say no because it made you happy. She said, no, I know you said no because you love me. And I'm going to tell you, that hit me like a ton of
Yeah, pain. That's powerful right there, Linda. That, see, that's the ultimate respect. And they got it. They got it. They got it.
And
you
then I said to her, I said, you know, I tried to live a life before you that you can never say, Mom, why you tell me not to do that when you're doing it?
Exactly.
I never wanted that.
That's love.
Never
that's love
wanted
that. Yeah, that's love for your family. That's love. Love is execution.
Even when my ex-husband and I divorced, there has not been another man around my children.
Come on now.
I don't have them calling Uncle Bob or Uncle Joe.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
When my husband stepped out, my responsibility as a parent came first and foremost.
Yeah.
I cared about them getting
right.
to the point of self-independence that I could get them at, and my life took a back seat. Because I knew that at this point, if the enemy could use anything to divide them from me, he would.
Yeah.
So it was
absolutely. Amen. Amen. That's powerful, sis. That is very powerful. We thank God for that testimony and the revelation of that right now in Jesus' name. This is Power Connections, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Kevin Vaughn and my special guest, Ms. Linda Brooks Johnson. She's an awesome certified professional coach, ladies and gentlemen. She can help you. And I want you guys to get in touch with her, talk to her, and contact her through LinkedIn. You can go. That's one way to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Linda Brooks Johnson. She's life coaching, breast cancer patient survivor coaching, divorce coaching. We just talked about spiritual coaching. We're going to get into that a little bit more. And she also speaks, ladies and gentlemen. You can invite her out to speak as well to your organizations, groups, of course, churches, and all points north where people gather. And even, of course, just one-on-one, too, Linda, as well. That's pretty cool, even do one-on-one. And that's probably the most effective, I'm sure, the one-on-ones, no doubt about that.
Amen. Well, you know what? I think the blessing that I can say about the one-on-one is watching God take a life that has so many roadblocks, but seeing God and His Word transform it to where they go from. I don't know. I'm confused. You know, even suicidal, and God turn it around to where you see the light shine and the goals and aspirations come back.
You know how to watch.
But more importantly, being able to establish a concrete and sound relationship with Christ.
Come on now. That's it. That's it, my sister. That's the whole goal right there, because we can't do nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Only God can do that fix. He knows the heart. Only God knows the heart. He can fix it. Praise Him. That's wonderful, Linda. Yeah, He can give you the why, ladies and gentlemen. He can give you the why. And we're going to pray about that before we close later on. We're going to pray about that, because it's ridiculous that young people are thinking about suicide. I say, where in the world they can think about that? They ain't got no issues to worry about that. So you know that's a spiritual issue. So we're going to pray against that in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
You know, also, too, Linda, as you was talking, I was taking some notes here concerning our young people. But, ladies and gentlemen, please know, if you have a gift or some type of talent, you know, the enemy is trying to take you off your assignment, and you can't let them do that. You cannot let them do that. That's the first thing. So we want to share that with you. Some of you may not have heard that before, but any enemy tries to take you off your assignment because they know you more powerful. They know you know Jesus. They know all that, and they're trying to take you off through all kind of ways. So I want you to be on guard. I want Linda to talk about that a little bit. You got to be on guard, ladies and gentlemen. One area He takes you off is that the Lord is going to use you for His glory. So it could take you off the Great Commission, which is sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it could take you off your gifting. It could be in any area. And of course, it could take you away from your talents, because you're now into whatever the situation is that the enemy gave to you and took you off. So I want you guys to be on guard. You literally have to be on guard, like you're in a war. You got to put on your armor, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh. I'm serious. I don't care if you're going to take a bathtub. You can put your armor on in the bathtub. Put it all on. But I don't care if you take a shower. Put your armor on. You're going to the store. Put it on. I don't care if you're taking the garbage out. Put it on. Whatever you're doing, ladies and gentlemen, put that armor on. Be aware of that every second of the day through the Spirit of the Almighty, because the enemy is not playing. And as you know, the biggest thing today is distraction. They're trying to, the world is trying to distract you from the truth of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Back to you, Linda. What do you think about that? Sister, help us a little bit on that.
Well, you know, with anything, you know, the Bible tells us to watch as well as pray. Mm-hmm. And
Keep your eyes open, ladies and gentlemen, when you pray. Keep your eyes open.
In this day and time, we have to make sure that armor, like you said, is on at all times.
Oh, absolutely.
The enemy is trying at every whim. Every whim. You know, it's even got a time where, you remember in the Bible it says, father against son, mother against daughter. That's happening now.
That's correct.
You know,
it is. As we speak.
Real now. You know, you got parents that's trying to party with their kids and be a friend rather than be a parent. It can't happen. You've got more things happening like they did in Sodom and Gomorrah. You know?
Absolutely.
But if you don't keep that full armor on, as my father said, you'll fall for anything, you know, because you don't know what's right and wrong, because only God and being in the Word gives you that discerning spirit to know evil before it has a chance to come nigh you.
Exactly.
And that's why we got to be mindful that we can't trust nothing but the Word of God.
That's right. That's the standard, ladies and gentlemen, for the planet, actually for the universe. But it's the standard, ladies and gentlemen. That's what Linda's talking about. She's a professional life coach, ladies and gentlemen. She knows this is the way, and we believe that, and we want to just help you understand and want the best for you. That's all we want. It's not politics. It's not religion. It's just the facts. It's either Jesus or no Jesus. It's very simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's either God or no God. Very simple. Yep. No in between. Yep. You can't do it. Mm-mm. Powerful. Mm-mm. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're on Power Connections with my special guest, Linda Brooks. We're talking about her coaching skills, her coaching topics, and really how she helps the people on a regular basis in the topics that we've been discussing thus far. Wow. Incredible. I love it. Wow. Well, Linda, we want to give you some time to give us some thoughts, some final thoughts, some action items, what you think we should be doing better at from a coaching standpoint. Whatever you want to say, help us out a little bit so people can do something different starting today. Don't wait till tomorrow. We talk about it right now. Back to you.
I challenge us all to take on a millennial or a younger child that has lost a father, a mother, whether they be dead or just not in their presence, and show them what it's all about to be a Christian, to be in a position to know who God is and what he can do.
Come on,
because that person, you may be the only person that person will ever see close to God. And if you can change the life of one person to believe and to want to know Christ, you have changed the world.
That's right.
And that's what I would implore and challenge each of us to do. If it's just one child, make a difference in showing that child Christ.
That's powerful, Linda. You know, Linda, I was just thinking, too, that changes a generation and more. It could change thousands, hundreds of generations later. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's how important it is, guys. Think about it, guys. Think about it. Think about it. If you got your right mind, you'll be changing generations that you won't even see.
And that's what it's all about. That's what God wants us to do.
Absolutely.
You know, glory. The latest commandment, it says, love your neighbor as you would love yourself.
Absolutely.
You know,
they got to love themselves, don't they? They got to love themselves first. They got to get there.
Exactly.
You got to love yourself first. Come on now.
Yep.
Come on. Amen.
But when we are our brother's keepers and our sister's keepers, you know, I really would love for us to stop backbiting, talking about each other, and start helping.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that a little bit, Linda. Yeah, we got to talk about gossip a little bit, please. Just talk about gossip.
I can't stand
it. Got to cut it.
I can hear, you know, my father who's gone now, but he used to always tell my brother and I, if you can't help somebody, don't hurt them by talking.
That's right.
See somebody on the street and say, oh, look at that man over there. He's got on some tore-up shoes. It was like, okay, if you can't give him a pair of shoes,
you shut
your mouth. If we can't build each other up, let's not tear each other down, because the world is doing that all by itself.
Oh, yeah. It's on the news right now, Linda, as we speak.
The
news is up here right now tearing somebody up.
How many people will come to you and see you need bread and will give it to you? There used to be a time when you would get a bunch of people that would rally around and help. But now I've seen people walk by people who they see in need can help them, but walk away. And what they don't realize, Kevin, is that same thing that you did to that person, your time is coming. Your time is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Because how do you know that wasn't Christ knocking at your heart saying, it's me. Will you feed me? How do you know? We don't.
Nope.
So every opportunity that we can get to build up, to edify, to glorify Christ, that we should do.
Yeah,
it don't
take
God to tell you how to help somebody.
That's right.
If you know him, you know what his nature is. You know what his character is. You don't have to ask, because he will show you what to do and when to do it.
Amen.
But you got people that just don't even want to give. And I mean, I'm talking about church folks.
Yeah, I know.
Get in the Word every day and step out of church and don't know what the pastor says.
Right, exactly. Go right back to what they did before the church started. Yeah, you're right.
Because it's complicated. If it ain't happening to me, I don't want to deal with it.
Right, exactly.
But what they don't understand, one day that could be you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people are experiencing that. It's called homelessness and all kinds of stuff happening on our nation now. And all kinds of strange things.
Never thought. I mean, double degree, try to set myself up in every kind of way. But guess what? It happened. And I'm glad it did because it showed me who God is who man is not.
That's right. That's exactly right. Linda, wow, that's
and it comes a point in our lives, I don't care how old we get, what we got, or don't have. It's going to come a time in your life when the only thing you can trust is Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And we trust that you get that early and not later.
Oh, yeah.
That is for sure. That's wonderful. You know, ladies and gentlemen, Linda's talking about choice. Linda Brooks Johnson's talking about choice, ladies and gentlemen, right now. You have a choice to do the right thing, and that's for yourself and for others as well. And we want to encourage Linda to everybody to read, to start reading the Word. Ladies and gentlemen, please read the Word.
Yes.
If you don't want to read it, put it in your car, CD, audio, the Word. It'll run continuously till you stop it. That's on YouTube. You could just type in the Bible. It's like a million zillion things for the Bible. You can get the Word. But ladies and gentlemen, read that Word, get that inside you, and begin to have a strong, strong relationship with our Lord and Savior, ladies and gentlemen, because He is the great overcomer, and He is the antidote for your life as well.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes,
that's powerful. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Linda, we want to give you some final thoughts there. We've been having a great time with you, ladies and gentlemen. Linda Brooks Johnson, certified life coach, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to check her out on LinkedIn. Ladies and gentlemen, LinkedIn, her LinkedIn also gets her to our website, ladies and gentlemen, as well. And we'd love for you to do that and get in touch with her and talk to her. And she'll be glad to take your call, I'm sure, about speaking engagements as well. But Linda, give us some final takeaways, some things from your heart, whatever you want us to know, my dear. Bless you.
I think more than anything, I just want God to be edified to the fullest.
Yeah, yeah.
I want our lives
to
be so full of Him that it doesn't have room for anything else.
Come on now.
I want us to stop looking at what the world approval is and look for what God approves. Because only what we do for Him is going to last.
Yes, it is.
I would hate for anyone to live here on earth thinking they got it all right and then to leave here and go straight to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing that I want more than anything is for everybody to be seated beside Him when they leave this world.
Amen. Amen. Wow, that's powerful. That is the ultimate, ladies and gentlemen. Linda Brooks just hit it. Johnson just hit it. Ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate goal is to be with Jesus Christ forever and ever. In the Word, ladies and gentlemen, He talks about He had to go away. They could prepare a place for us that we could be with Him forever and ever. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You got to get there. If anything else, you got to get there. This is not a joke. We don't come back and do this over. I don't care how much you know. We don't come back to do it over. And don't say I shoulda, coulda, woulda when you have a chance to make a coulda. You don't say it. But you got to. You got to. You have to do it, ladies and gentlemen. So we want the best for you. Again, it's not politics. It's not religion. We're talking about the fact of the universe, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus said He is the only way to the Father. Only way to the Father. So guess what? You got to learn what He's all about. Amen. I love it. Powerful, powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn and my special, special guest, Ms. Linda Brooks Johnson, part of our network. She is a certified life coach. She handles life coaching, breast cancer patients, survivor coaching, divorce coaching, spiritual coaching, which is all of it, all the above is awesome. She also does public speaking, ladies and gentlemen, and she does one-on-one counseling as required. I want you guys to go to her LinkedIn page and just get to know her through the LinkedIn there and contact her as you need to for your speaking engagements and even appointments as well. Wow, that's Linda. Well, Linda, Ms. Linda, tell your wonderful family. We're so proud of them. Let them know how important they are, how special they are. And just thank you for your time tonight. Just incredible. We want you to have a great evening as well and, of course, a productive week.
You.
Coming up. Any last words, anything else you wanted to say? I'm going to give you some time for that.
You know, if I say anything else and all you're getting, make sure you get God.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. That's it. That's it in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. I want you the best for you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connection. Miss Linda Brooks Johnson, thank you so much for your awesome time. We are so proud of you. Be encouraged. Take nothing from the enemy. We're going to kick his butt, actually, this week as well. So I'm excited about that, in Jesus' name. Thank God for that. Amen. Amen. Yes. So thank you so much. Have a good evening now. Bless you, Holy. Bless your wonderful name. Amen. Now, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Miss Linda Brooks Johnson on the network, ladies and gentlemen. She gave us some great wisdom about the word, about the things of God, ladies and gentlemen, about our coaching, how she helps move you forward. So we're just excited about what God is doing. Hey, we're going to see you next time. Hey, we're going to leave you with something, though, real quick. We're going to leave you with some things. We want you guys to go back and listen to this over and over again, too, as well. You can go back to blogtalkradio.com/men/let's-talk. It's a family network. blogtalkradio.com/men/let's-talk to listen to Miss Linda Brooks Johnson on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen, we want to leave you with this, because Jesus is Lord. Please know that. If you got any problems with that, you can call me directly, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233, because we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, we want you to always, always, always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We want you to have a great evening, productive week, and we'll see you next time on Power Connections with Dr. Kevin Vaughn. And we thank again our wonderful, wonderful guest, Ms. Linda Brooks Johnson, certified professional life coach and very, very talented young lady, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for that. Bless you. We'll see you now. This is Power Connections.